Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Finance Minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, speaking at an event recently, declared that the Government of India had not sought the resignation of Dr. Urjit Patel, the former Reserve Bank Governor, over differences between the government and the Reserve Bank of India. He said that the government had no such expectation of a resignation of Mr. Dr. Patel, and he mentioned that he continues to have very friendly relationships with Dr. Patel as well as his predecessor, Dr. Rajan, with whom he said he was in regular communication. He said that the government respects the autonomy of the Reserve Bank of India and has no intention to take over its function. But he made a very important statement, which he has been making of late very often, which is, he said that the government is sovereign. The government is elected by the people, and it is a government which is answerable to business, which the Reserve Bank of India is not. So while on one hand, he respects the autonomy of the Reserve Bank of India, on the other, he makes a very clear statement that the Reserve Bank of India is actually subservient to the government because it is a government which is answerable to the public. In fact, another minister of the government had recently made a statement that finally the RBI is under the government of India and the RBI needs to listen to it. It just indicates their intent towards the autonomy of the RBI, which they are forced to say that they respect. Mr. Jaitley is right in saying that the government did not seek the resignation of Dr. Patel. But if you actually look at it, they did everything that they could to force his exit. The government and its functionaries and its fringe elements attached to it have maintained constant, unremitting pressure on Dr. Patel and his team ever since he took charge to force them to do what the government wanted. And because they tried to defend their turf, the pressure continued in open public view all throughout. It is this continuous pressure on Dr. Patel and his team which is certainly responsible for his sudden and swift exit. So if Mr. Jaitley says that they did not seek his resignation, that is true. But that does not absolve the government of the constant pressure that it maintained on the RBI governor, which has led to his resignation. And let us see what it was. When Dr. Urjit Patel took charge as the Reserve Bank governor, within 2 months of that, the demonetization blunder was announced. It was announced with an unwilling and unprepared Reserve Bank of India. And it was very clear that the RBI was not in with the government for it. So he was first forced to accept the demonetization blunder. Thereafter, the RBI came up with an ordinance directing the RBI to file cases against the NPA companies, all the big NPA corporates. The Reserve Bank is not supposed to do that. It is the banks who are supposed to do that because it is their function. It is they who had given the money. The RBI again silently followed suit, even though the fact is that the RBI was not on the same page as the government was. Thereafter, we notice very often when the MPC met to fix or decide upon the interest rates in the country, the government and its functionaries were constantly at the heels of the RBI seeking to influence that policy. It was again a constant pressure, a constant harassment on the Reserve Bank governor and his team. Then came the Nirav Modi Mehul Chokshi blunder. The finance minister very frivolously blamed the Reserve Bank for it, and the RBI governor again took it lying down. If you look at it thereafter, the pressure got built more and more. It then started with the government appointing political appointees on the board of governors of the Reserve Bank, on the board of directors of the RBI. These political appointees now got into a more aggressive mode. They have been trying to transform the advisory role of the board of directors of RBI into an operative role and thus meddle into its functioning. And when the RBI governor and his team resisted, the government sent notices, letters under Section 7 of the Act. Rather, they sent letters threatening to invoke Section 7 of the RBI Act. Section 7 of the RBI Act gives powers to the government in an extraordinary situation to give directions to the RBI governor. In other words, it gives power to the government to undermine the very position of the RBI governor and make it a puppet in his hands. This section was never ever invoked or threatened throughout right since India's independence. And the government, without any reason, without any extraordinary circumstances or emergency, threatened to invoke the provisions of the RBI Act, Section 7 of the RBI Act, to pressurize the RBI governor and his team to toe their line. The present situation is, again, full of a lot of differences between the two, which have come out in the open. The government wanted the RBI governor to dilute the PCA policy. The government wanted the RBI to infuse extra liquidity into the system, contrary to its wishes. The government has somewhere blamed the RBI for the ILFS mess. The government wants to take away a part of the Reserve Bank reserves, which again is a pressure tactic going on. So the recent times, the recent weeks have seen these pressure tactics go up in a significant manner. And these are the circumstances that were created, which we would think were created by design to force the exit of Dr. Patel. So if Mr. Jaitley says that the government did not seek the resignation of Dr. Patel, he could be right. But the fact is, he was compelled by circumstances created by the government and its functionaries and the fringe elements that forced the Reserve Bank governor to exit. Now, if Mr. Jaitley and the government likes to say that finally the Reserve Bank is a part of the government, then they also need to realize that this exit of Dr. Patel reflects failure of the leadership of the government of India. It is they who forced an honorable man to exit by creating circumstances to do so. And surprisingly, now they say that they did not seek his resignation. We think that this is quite a half-truth and contrary to the facts of the case. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.